There is a genuine philosophical and economic war breaking out inside the artificial intelligence industry right now, and the stakes extend well beyond tech company market share. Let me set up the core conflict. OpenAI's policy chief published arguments this week characterizing open weight AI, that's AI models where the underlying weights are made publicly available so anyone can run or modify them, as a path toward, and I'm quoting here, communism. The framing is that open weight models undermine the ability of American companies to maintain competitive economic advantages over adversaries, particularly China.
And the immediate counterargument came from Chamath Palihapitiya, backed publicly by Jack Dorsey, who argued essentially the opposite, that restricting open source AI would create a massive cost asymmetry where American companies pay premium prices for proprietary AI access while foreign competitors, particularly Chinese firms, run open-weight models essentially for free or near free. Chamath's argument is that the cost gap alone could structurally disadvantage U.S. enterprises in global competition. It's a genuinely interesting tension because both sides are using American competitiveness as their framing and they reach opposite conclusions.
This is where our curriculum corner fits in naturally, because the underlying policy debate about open source AI has an antitrust dimension that's worth unpacking. When we talk about OpenAI's opposition to open weight models, part of what's happening is a market power argument in disguise. Let me explain what antitrust law actually says here, because it's relevant to how regulators might eventually weigh in. The Sherman Act of 1890, the foundational U.S. guernal antitrust statute, prohibits monopolization of markets and agreements that restrain trade. But here's the critical distinction that gets lost in headlines. Having a large market share is not itself illegal under U.S. antitrust law. What matters is whether a company used exclusionary conduct to achieve or maintain that dominance. Think of it this way. If you build a better mousetrap and everyone buys it, that's legal dominance. If you pay hardware stores to refuse to stock competing mousetraps, that's the Sherman Act violation. The question for AI regulators would be whether a policy restricting open weight models, potentially implemented through export controls or AI legislation, serves as a government-assisted mechanism for incumbents to maintain market power. Chamath's argument maps onto this concern. He's essentially saying that OpenAI lobbying for open weight restrictions is an attempt to use regulatory capture as an exclusionary tool. The EU is grappling with the same dynamic in its AI Act implementation.
That context makes Google's pushback against EU Android AI rules even more interesting. Google says the EU is on the wrong track with its requirements around how AI features can be bundled into Android. The EU's concern is interoperability and preventing Google from leveraging its Android dominance to foreclose AI competition. Google's counter is that the rules would break the integrated experience that makes Android useful. This is a live Sherman Act type analysis playing out under EU competition law, and the precedents set here will inform how US regulators eventually approach the same questions.
Moonshot AI's Kimi K3 situation is a concrete illustration of the GPU constraint reality underlying all of this. The Chinese AI lab had to halt new signups for its Kimi K3 model because demand exceeded its GPU compute capacity. This is the physical constraint that shapes the whole competitive landscape. Access to high bandwidth memory and advanced chips is the genuine bottleneck. And Morgan Stanley's projection that Micron achieves near 90% margins on its high bandwidth memory by 2027 reflects exactly this supply-demand tightness. Micron has 16 supply contracts with floor pricing, which is a remarkable position for a semiconductor company to be in.
The AI chip startup Etched is seeking a $20 billion valuation, according to the Wall Street Journal. Etched is building application-specific integrated circuits optimized for transformer-based AI inference, essentially chips purpose-built to run large language models efficiently. A $20 billion valuation at an early stage tells you where sophisticated investors think the compute bottleneck will be exploited. ReliaQuest joining OpenAI's Daybreak cybersecurity program, meanwhile, signals that OpenAI is actively building a network of enterprise security partnerships, which is both a commercial strategy and a way to gather threat intelligence data. That feeds back into the competitive moat question.
Nouriel Roubini's argument that AI will eventually force universal basic income, or what he called socialism, deserves a brief acknowledgement here. Roubini's track record on macro predictions, he was early on the 2008 financial crisis, gives him credibility even when his framings are provocative. His argument is structural. If AI displaces labor at the rate he projects, the political pressure to redistribute productivity gains will become irresistible. Whether you call that UBI or socialism is semantics. The underlying labor displacement question is what Hyundai's workers are actually living right now.